If the continuity of mind is beginningless, we must have taken countless rebirths and therefore must have had countless mothers. I find this thought exhausting. Just getting born once. I mean, imagine if we were full on aware at the time of being in the womb and emerging from the womb and all the rest of it. And we have done that countless times, sometimes in a human womb, sometimes in an animal womb, all kinds of forms our stream of consciousness has entered into. And as Venerable Geshe says, each time we are born alone, we surround ourselves with the myth of companionship. But in truth, however seemingly close we may feel to somebody or however related to them we may consider ourselves to be, in reality, as Venerable Geshe said, every living being is entirely on their own. We're born alone. We suffer for that entire life on our own. Nobody can share that you're suffering. Nobody can take it away. And then we die, alone. Everybody we've got to know in this life and all of the possessions and all of the status we may have acquired and so forth just vanishes. And there, like a bird leaving one nest and landing in another, our consciousness leaves this body and lands in another body. And then we start all over again, the gestation period, the birth pains, and so on. And then again comes death. And then again comes birth, and then again comes death. We have to feel the relentless continuum of samsara. You know, right now it looks like, I said, what we're experiencing right now is like an episode in the flow of the stream of our mind, the mental continuum, like an episode. And there's almost no movement in it at all. Subjectively, we put it either in slow-mo or we freeze it. We don't have a feeling that we're hurtling along through time into the next death, into the next life. Somehow we manage to deny that and impose upon this fleeting existence in this body a supposed stasis, security. I'm really set up, I'm really comfortable, like that. But we're not. There is no comfort. We're continuously moving. Geshe said, running like an athlete towards the next death. The more we get a feeling for the stream of consciousness, the flow of the continuum of our mind, and all the various births and deaths that it has been through, then first of all, the more we develop renunciation and the more we develop compassion. Because as Geshe says here, therefore, if the continuity of the mind is beginningless, we must have taken countless rebirths and therefore must have had countless mothers. And then he says, consequently, there is not a single sentient being who has not at one time or another been our mother. This is such an alien concept. What we normally think, we think of ourselves as like unrelated, maybe small relationship with friends and family and stuff, but largely unrelated, independent beings. And we look around us, we look at the world around us, and we see masses and masses of living beings. We do not feel a sense of relationship. But in truth, we are related to every single living being who, no matter what form they may be in this life, maybe some of them are human form, others maybe are insects, others are animals, others are hell beings, others are hungry ghosts. Every one of them has given birth to us in the past. Every one of them has nurtured us. And then, as we know from the traditional teaching here, then as soon as we start to think about that, we think about the extraordinary kindness we have received. And there comes naturally a wish to repay that kindness. So therefore, I've leaped back electronically to Mirror of Dharma. Geshe says, we first strongly recognize that all living beings are our mothers. So it's not all living beings have been our mothers, they are our mothers. As Geshe says, for example, if the mother of this life dies, does she stop being your mother? We don't say, this person who used to be my mother. We think, my mother has passed from this life, but I still cherish her. I still pray for her. I still wish everything for her. She's still my mother. So it's not a big step to think that about everyone. Okay, they're not my mother in this life, but they're still my mother. Can you feel that? Can you do that? Can you look at, for example, a man and think, this man is my mother? Can you look at a dog and say, this dog is my mother? Because for us, mother means female who happened to have given birth to me in this life. That's such a small meaning, the word mother. Mother means somebody who has given birth to us and nurtured us at some point. So therefore, every living being is my mother. In Condensed Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, Buddha said, you should recognize all living beings as your mothers or fathers and always help them with loving kindness and compassion. These are Buddha's words. Recognize all living beings as your mothers or fathers. Traditionally we say mothers, we can do the same with fathers. Recognize all living beings. That little fly, did you see, just flew past me. My mother. Recognize, it's my mother. All living beings. You should recognize all living beings as your mothers or fathers and always help them with loving kindness and compassion. This is the Buddhist way of life. Geshe La says, we should keep this advice in our heart. So if it isn't arising naturally, which for most people it doesn't, then this is something we need to train in. By considering various reasons, at least initially we develop a correct belief, all living beings my mother. Eventually we will develop a valid cognizer, realizing every living being is my mother.